The local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 to GLF.
Welcome to the Wild West for another week. You're with Glenn and Steve.
That's it. Madness is not here today.
No, he's taking a well-deserved break.
So. Well, from?
From us, I believe.
Fair enough. Fair call.
He should be back next week.
He better be back next week. Crikey.
Depends if it's cold or not.
It is cold.
It's very cold.
What's happened? I thought winter was gone and done. Dusted.
Well, that's the thing, right? It was winter in May and April, and then...
Then it comes back. Well, it was really...
It wasn't really, but it was still pretty cold in those, and then now it's freezing.
Freezing cold.
Yes. On the program this week, though...
We'll just freeze. Just talk about the cold weather.
No. There's a lot to go through.
Is there other stuff this week?
There is, Glenn. We got the French Open Finals.
That's exciting.
See...
Didn't turn out as everyone expected.
No, especially what I expected, because I was looking forward to Maria Sharapova and Serena Williams. One withdraws because of her elbow. And then it was just like with the Tomic and Bernard thing. I was looking forward to it. And then what happened? I got to stop looking forward to these games, I think.
French Open disappointment. The Australian Open is so much better this year.
No, actually, it's good though, the French Open. It's not too bad.
It's all right.
It's different.
French.
Ooh la la, I guess. Depends who you ask.
Are we days away from the Rocket Man meeting?
Yes, that's
very
right.
Exciting.
It's still happening so far.
It's still happening.
So far. A lot happening in television as well.
That's happening.
That's it. Movies. We got a
bit of sport to come. And what's happening in the Wild West as well? Have some of that.
Yeah. Wildwest.com.au, as always.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 to GLF.
To the Wild West. It is time for sport, Glenn.
Well, the big news of the week was this moment.
Blues. At the 80-minute mark, have won the first Origin. From 5 games at the Melbourne Cricket Ground, they've now won 4.
Sorry?
I was very thrown off. Melbourne Cricket Ground, they're playing...
Yeah, because it's New South Wales v. Coast Queensland, right?
At the Melbourne Cricket Ground.
Where else would you play New South Wales v. Queensland? I'm not putting it in Adelaide or something in Perth as well once they go, have a...
I think they're going to, right?
Yeah.
They'd have to.
Yeah. They played it 5 times down in Melbourne, and it gets a good crowd down there.
Oh, of course, that's why they're playing there, Glenn.
Hello. As we mentioned last week, there was a bit of a concern that there wasn't going to be enough people there, but I think they
did all right, I think.
I think they got enough people there. It looks like fairly full.
Wow, that's surprising. Next will be, they'll be playing in Wellington, I think, or Auckland.
At least play in Australia, come on. But it's a good result, though, a good match. Big win for the Blues.
As it should
winning be. Winning the first one kind of gives you a bit of an edge.
It does, because then you don't have to worry about the second one, really. You can let that one go.
You do need to worry about that, too, because you want to kind of win that
one. Yeah, you want to win it, but if you lose it, it's okay.
But usually they reckon that most teams that win the first game win the whole series.
But hasn't this happened before?
But sometimes not. It just depends.
Okay.
Not all the time. Like, they can still... There's still an opportunity for them to stuff it up.
Well, we don't want that.
Preferably not, no, because if Queensland win, that would be devastating.
Here they have a... Not so great team this time.
Who?
Queensland.
Yeah, I think some of the people, I think they're end of generation, really.
Oh, okay. People are ready to retire.
They keep winning and all that stuff. So.
Well, hopefully they lose their generation sooner.
Get rid of them now.
Well, that's good to hear. Go New South Wales, I believe.
Well, yeah, I think so.
That's it.
I think that would be amazing. Now, the biggest shock of the week, though, there's another shock of the week, was this as well, in the French Open.
I unfortunately been having some issues with my pec and my pec muscle, and unfortunately it's been getting worse to a point where right now I can't actually serve, so...
Well, no job in McDonald's for her, is there? Of course, Serena, she can't serve.
No, she'll be all right. She doesn't need a McDonald's job.
She doesn't need a McDonald's job. She should be okay.
She'll be fine. That's sad to hear, though, because wasn't there this big hype that she's come back? And
I think we said that last week, right? Like, she's going to win. What could go wrong?
And then,
to be fair, I can't serve either. I don't have tennis lessons this week.
Really?
Yes, I work on tennis lessons, and I can't serve either.
Were you just really bad? Or
really bad, yeah. Not.
You couldn't get it within the...
My arm muscle, whatever it was.
Oh, because you got to lift up your hand and you swing.
What
and then...
she called it? Was the heart muscle or something?
No, the pec muscles.
Pec muscle, like my pecs are out.
Yeah, because when you're lifting your arm and your pec,
that's what it is.
Yeah, wow, okay.
Maybe.
Well, at least you gave it a go. I like surfing. I think it's fun because you got to get it within the little designated area.
Yeah.
Because if you do it wider than it's out, or it's a foul, or whatever.
Something like that. It's out, yeah, correct. Fault.
That's it, fault. Yeah, see, we know tennis.
You know it so well. But that was a big shock.
Yeah, it was, because then...
Cause she was playing quite well.
But then Maria Sharapova ended up losing as well, and it's like, she didn't even make it to the finals.
And then we've got old relax number one at the top now, the old help.
Halep, I believe. Simona Halep and Sloane Stephens.
She's very relaxed. Let's have a listen.
No pressure. I played well this tournament. Every match was better and better. I had tough opponents. Tomorrow I face another one. So I have also no expectations, no pressure. I just want to play as I did today and as I did every day.
No pressure.
Very relaxed. Just another game. To be fair, when you're world number one, I guess you can kind of take it easy a bit, right?
She's going to be probably favourite one, I suspect.
Sloane Stephens is pretty good, though. I mean, well, she's number 10, so that's
she
not...
She plays tonight against...
Sloane Stephens.
Sloane Stephens.
Exciting.
What a great name, Sloane Stephens.
It's a pretty good name. It's got Stephen, but it's spelled differently.
It is, yeah. Look at your other name.
Anyway, that should be good. That's the women's final, though, but the men's
Who's
final.
Who's your tip, though?
I'm going to go with Sloane.
Really?
Yeah, I just like to see someone that isn't world number one win.
The underdog.
Yeah, well, not really the underdog.
She might get him out of the White House, though, but anyway.
You don't think she'll go? But if Sloane wins, she's American. She has to go to the White House, right? Her as well? Oh, my God.
I'm just taking a punt there.
We'll get to that a little bit later. As far as the men's go, Rafael Nadal and Dominic Thiem, or Tim.
Thiem, Tim.
It's very confusing. We went through this, but Tim Tam, either way. We went through this before.
That's right. He's a chocolate biscuit, Nadal.
But I see, here we go again. I hope Nadal doesn't win, but he's probably going to win.
He's going to win. He always wins the French Open.
It's his tournament. They shouldn't change it to the Nadal Open.
Makes sense.
But with that said, Djokovic didn't make it, unfortunately. He was a bit up.
He was
upset, I hear. But
he was upset? Oh, yeah, he was too.
That crept up during the
match. Yeah, just a couple of things, but nothing major, really. I don't want to talk about that.
But when do you think you'll first play in the grass?
I don't know if I'm going to play in grass.
At all?
I don't know if I'm going to play in grass.
You said you weren't going to play grass. You didn't know if you were going to play grass.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I really don't know. I just came from the court. I don't know. Sorry, guys. I cannot give you that answer. I don't know. I cannot give you any answer.
Well,
yes.
That sounds like Barnaby Joyce there.
Doing his best, Barnaby Joyce.
Good impression. I think he could get $150,000 for that.
Probably can get more for him. But why was he so upset?
He lost, I guess.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, but he couldn't
but
just
But it
say,
is annoying that journalists ask stupid questions.
Oh, they do. Are you going to play on grass? Well, obviously, he plays tournaments, doesn't he?
Well, he might not. I don't know. He just played a game. I don't know.
Yeah.
If you ask me, will you come back next week? I don't know. Maybe. Possibly.
You could.
Could. Probably. I don't know. But he's won. But, like, you know, Nadal is, like, back to Nadal, 10 times he's won it.
That's insane. He's one of the best players of all time.
He's got on a roll. He's like, occasionally he loses to Federer once.
Maybe once when he's, like, sick or something.
It must have been a bad year in 2009, but apart from that...
Yeah, the French Open, it's...
It's his tournament.
He's only missed out 2019, right, and 15 to 16.
Genius.
Jeez. That's crazy. Hopefully he lets Dominic win.
Oh, come on.
Probably not. What else does he need? Why does he need to win another world?
He doesn't need to win another one.
Oh, and yeah, either way.
Did he get that, like, he wins 10 in a row? He's 10-1. Pretty exciting.
I guess it's kind of an achievement. Maybe.
Now, the NBA champions have been decided.
Yes.
Well, almost decided. They're playing the playoffs there. But it looks like Donald Trump might have them in the White House, unfortunately.
I don't know. I mean, I know no matter who wins this series, no one wants to invite anybody. So it won't be Golden State or Cleveland going.
Any thoughts on the stand the black players made?
Listen, we have a lot of freedom in our country, and guys, men or female, have the right to do what they want to do, in a very respectful manner. And I think if they decided they don't want to go, then they have the right.
Okay. Freedom to what you do, but just don't dare kneel near the flag.
Do you think it's kneeling if you go to dinner with Donald Trump?
I don't know. I think he's a I don't know. I think they're entitled not to go.
Oh, of course they don't have to go.
They're really invited either, so I guess they're kind of a bit awkward because Trump cancelled a visit with the Eagles this week.
That's right.
What's he upset with the Eagles for?
I think it's like if no team wants to go, then like no one can go, type of thing.
Yeah.
Who cares if they kneel? It's a bit silly, don't you think?
Do the NRL players ever go to visit Turnbull?
Oh, do they do that?
I've never seen that.
At Willoughby or wherever he lives. Is it Willoughby? No,
somewhere fancy.
Oh, he lives somewhere fancy. Yeah. Either way.
I just don't think he invites them over. I think he's a bit rude, really.
I just realised that. Yeah, they don't do that, do they?
No.
Not even like the any of the women's
sports.
He's at
the grand final, though, I guess. Maybe that's the difference.
Well, they go to AFL and
they probably win the trophy at the grand final.
Yeah, that's true.
But he gets booed, right? So. Of course they do.
Do they?
Well, I wonder if Prime Minister do this. I don't know. They always do this.
Once votes or something.
Free ticket and you get booed.
He gets a free ticket? That's not fair.
Of course he does. Oh. You think he turns up?
Because he likes the sport?
No, because he wants a free ticket. Come on.
Who goes to games for free tickets? No, you pay for games.
Exactly like you should be doing.
Yes.
In AFL, the Swans play tonight against the St Kilda.
Oh, really? Go Swans.
The Giants play the Suns.
Go Giants. That's it. Well, the Sydney teams have to win, right?
Not GWS, though.
Oh, okay. Well, Swans at least. Glenn, you're not...
GWS.
What's wrong with GWS? They're Sydney.
So boring.
Greater Western Sydney. Come on. Who cares? And it's Swans, go Swans, yes.
Apparently AFL players are playing ballerina too, apparently.
Ballerina?
Yeah, apparently they're doing ballerina training.
Is that... Oh, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
Because they need to be flexible and they need to, like, kick
apparently
higher.
They do it for injury recovery. Yeah. They do the same things as ballerinas.
That makes sense. They kind of do ballerina moves if you have a look
and
at when they're playing.
It extends their careers because all the detail and the effort they've got to go to the balance and stuff gets them back on the game.
It's the same reason why they do yoga. Stretching, it makes... Yeah, they do. Of course they do.
This is like, you know, the Blues as well. Like, apparently the Blues, like, for their game, are, like, helping the homeless or something. Because they, you know, like, it's a team-building activity. They
community.
It was like, go get drunk, get in the newspaper the next day.
And punch someone.
Doing something constructive, and it's just like...
Well, that's good. It's more of an image thing, obviously.
Working.
That's good.
They won.
Oh, so you think if you help the homeless, you win?
That's it. That's their new secret.
I mean, it's good. It's good for morale, and I mean, it makes them look good. I understand why they're doing it. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's better than... What else do they normally do before a game?
Oh, stupid stuff.
Well, there you go. So I think gets them out of doing stupid stuff, as you said.
Now, the World Cup's coming up too.
Exciting.
Very exciting. Not so exciting...
For
some fans that... have brought tickets.
Oh no, what happened?
They've got into a spot of bother if they're going to Russia.
Oh. A small group of Australian football fans say they've had their visa and access passes to the World Cup abruptly cancelled without an explanation.
I think the explanation was, it's Russia.
Oh, you're saying there's a bit of bias there from Russia?
Isn't it easy?
That's not nice.
Your visa to Russia got denied. Welcome to Russia.
As if they thought it was going to get accepted.
Well, no, because they had a special visa category and everything, and they were like given they actually had the bit of paper.
Yeah.
Then they got an email saying,
"It's been
sorry." And then we'd have to tell you why. Sorry.
That's not nice.
And it cost them thousands of dollars and not covered for any, like.
They can't get it back?
No. I don't think. Well, what, you got to complain to the Russians?
Yeah, damn right. Give them my money back.
There's a long queue there. Julie Bishop's there with that plane thing. They've got half of the Western world there complaining about.
Majority of America's still there. Yeah,
it's going to take a long time to get your complaint dealt with. I think the embassy's quite busy at the moment, so...
Well, why do they get themselves into this problem? Why are they...
But it's a bit bad for FIFA, too. Like, they should be doing something to make sure that...
Come on, they're the biggest corporation in the world, right? FIFA? Yeah. They should be able to help out.
Well, you think so.
I don't think they want to bother with it, to be honest.
But it's a bit sad. Very sad for those fans there that have gone there. But also, to Australia's up in the world. Their rating has went up this week.
Go Australia.
They're still not very good, but...
How's their hopes for the FIFA World Cup, though?
If we get out of the group stage, we're ranked 28th out of all the teams.
That's not bad.
Above Sweden, South Korea, Saudi Arabia, and Panama.
How many... What's the highest rank? What's the latest ranking? Lowest? Like, how many?
32 teams.
Oh, we're 28.
We're 28.
Okay, that's pretty bad. Yeah. I take that back.
Yeah. It's going to be a challenge. Like, we're playing the number three, France, in our first game.
We'll win.
Easy.
We're going to win. Don't worry, France
easy,
are terrible.
Easy. They're terrible. They can't play for anything.
They never win.
They never win the French Open. Come on.
Well, they don't, actually. Well, there you go. Unfortunately, it's not the French Open.
I've been rugby league news too. Last night there was football. The Rabbits just held on against the Titans, 18-16.
Good stuff.
The Panthers field goal again. Another field goal game.
Yeah.
New thing. 23-22 against the Raiders.
Is this season like the season of field goals or something?
Every game seems to be like so close with field goals. It's actually making the NRL a lot more exciting than AFL because basically you just don't know who's ever going to win.
Well, that's it. You're hearing about it more. That's for sure.
Yeah, I've never seen so many field goals. Like, they were very rare before, but now it's all the time.
Exciting times in football.
Yeah.
More sport after the break?
I think it's it.
Is that it for sport?
Oh, I think so. Okay. Well, Jeff Horn as well. He's got a fight coming up.
Okay, well, I can quickly touch on the NHL then, if you
like. With Terrence Crawford. He was going to fight him.
Yeah, yeah.
Punch, punch.
Oh, well, that's
he's
it.
He's the world champion. He's going to win.
Well, the Stanley Cup finals are on this week as well.
Yep.
Washington Capitals won 4-1 against the Vegas Golden Knights. It's only their second season. They already made it to the finals.
As you do.
That's actually pretty impressive.
When was he to do it? Wait 50 years?
Probably. That's good to hear. It was a really good game as well. Exciting times.
And also, Cricket Australia gets a new boss. He stepped down. After a long time.
Nothing to do with
nothing
the tampering.
Nothing to do with the cheating thing. He's got 12 months' notice. Coincidence.
He's got 12 months to make
to
it
to be fair, he's there a long time. He was quite a successful.
Oh, really?
He got brought in the Big Bash League, women's cricket.
Well, good for him. He can retire whenever he likes.
He can do whatever he likes. F1 2, Ricciardo is going to get a grid penalty, possibly. Might just avoid it, but it's a concern that all these engine things he needs to replace in his car, he could be struggling to get a 10-place grid penalty, potentially.
Oh, no.
There's a bit of controversy there. Because he's hoping to win, because he's in contention for the championship this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he wins.
And the Adelaide Crows, too, brought a baseball team.
Wow.
Don't know why, but they just brought one.
I mean, if you're going to buy something, why not a baseball team?
I was going to buy one last week.
Yeah, you could probably buy a little league team. They're not like that much.
That's right. Yeah, go down to the local club. They brought the Adelaide Bite baseball team.
Is that what they call it? Adelaide baseball team.
Adelaide Bite.
Oh, Adelaide Bite. That's weird. What's their like mascot? Do they have
one? No, Teeth.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who that is, but
because usually they name the team off like a mascot or something, you know, and it's like, yeah, that's very weird. I think
it's bizarre. I think that's all for sport. Until next week, the World Cup's on next week. Very exciting.
Yeah.
We'll be stoked. The first games will be on, and
exciting times.
Yeah.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 2GLF.
Welcome back to the Wild West. You're here with Glenn and Steve. As always, you can give us a call if you like.
982-2893. Is that what you think?
That's it. Actually, I guessed it right in my head.
In your head?
I just didn't want to say it out loud in case I was wrong.
In case you made a
piece of
yourself.
Yes. It's time for Mad Mick Presents.
It's Mad Glenn and Steve. What's making you mad, Steve?
Pretty mad this week. We were talking a bit off air about it. Oh, I guess not so mad. Much more
it's really ruining the segment, Steve.
Much more silly mad news this week, I think. Mm. One thing that was very interesting this week, gamers were blamed for the NBN being bad.
Oh.
The boss of the NBN blamed gamers for the...
Because they use it too much.
Yeah. They're using a lot of traffic.
Your customers that use the service.
Oh, how dare customers use the service?
Yes, minister moment, right? There was this thing in the minister where they're like, the best hospital in the country is one with no patients.
Yeah. That's
it runs very efficiently. No waiting.
It's the Basil Fawlty motto as well. I'm sure he'd love his hotel if no one came in.
It'd be brilliant. My life easier.
Honestly, I thought that was silly this week. Not really mad, but I thought it was a bit stupid, to be honest.
And your other mate got arrested in Singapore, right?
Oh, Zaki Malik. Who would have... I haven't heard...
Zaki Malik.
Do you remember on Q&A
he was the whack job that
yeah on Q&A like, he's like
and he upset the government or something.
Yeah, he's like they can all get deported or something, or it was, oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, I remember he said something controversial on the show, and then,
then
they were like, well, how could you let him talk? And then it's like,
and now he got detained in Singapore, and he's probably got his visa.
They're questioning his trips to the Middle East. He's a bit suspicious.
Yeah,
he was very very suspicious.
I find it funny that his first call was to a reporter at Channel 9 to try and get a scoop, obviously, and try and get out of it.
He's out there again just to make
sure. And it worked because people were talking about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, other than that.
Also talking about Fawlty Towers, New South Wales government decided to crack down this week on Fawlty Towers for house sharing companies. crack down, all right? They were very silent about that.
Yeah, that's very silent. That's not good.
So they decided that they're going to cap the amount of time you can rent out a home that you own to 180 days.
Wow.
Unless you're actually in the house.
Oh.
So they're cutting back for house sharing platforms, and they're deciding to make tough laws. They can ban you if you're a bad guest.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you go stay in an Airbnb or stays or something. If you're a bad guest,
yeah,
you'll get...
I want to hear the clip. Let's see if it works, I guess. It's already gone. Damn.
But you get 5 years ban from the...
5 years?
5 years. You're less for murder.
Wow. I don't know about that, murder, but... really, five years?
Pretty extreme. Like, if you shoplift in a shop, you don't get a five-year ban from shopping.
No, they usually ban you from the shop, though.
Yeah, but not for 5 years. You can still shop in other shops.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to ban you from every other shop.
It does seem like a very strong stringent laws. Strata corporations can ban investors from renting out their properties.
Yeah, but that's because these people that like do Airbnb are taking advantage of the market.
Are they really taking advantage
of the market? They are. How many times have you gone on holiday, Glenn?
But I wouldn't rent my house out otherwise. I wouldn't rent it out to any random person.
No, obviously.
I just rent out to random strangers.
Well, I think... Well, that's it.
I rent out to plurals, right?
I think the problem, well, it's not really a problem, but people are worried that they're renting these places out and there's not enough places for people to buy, right?
Is it, though?
I don't think so. They're building apartments all the time.
There doesn't seem to be a shortage of apartments.
No, there definitely isn't.
There doesn't seem to be a shortage of places for people to stay. They reckon in some areas it does increase it, and there's people that complain that there's bad guests in these investment houses, which I think they're trying to crack down on.
Oh, really?
Because they're a different type. Like, if someone's at home, they're not going to be as badly behaved as maybe someone's not there. And then there's people complaining they're unit blocks. So they don't know who's in the unit block anymore. They don't know their neighbours.
Is that really a problem, though?
I don't know my neighbours. Do people really know their neighbours anyway?
I don't know my neighbours. Well, I kind of do, but I don't like talk to them every day or anything. Does it really matter?
I don't know the person that lives next. I know most of my neighbours, but some I don't know.
Yeah.
You see them and they don't want to talk to you. Cause
are you going to sook about it? Like,
no. I would have banned them for 5 years.
If they don't talk to you?
They don't talk to you, yeah. Banned for 5 years, you can't stay in the house anymore.
Wow. Harsh. I think it's a silly rule, though.
Our government took a long time to decide this and just kind of hashed it up a bit. Because they've made it, they're trying to target investors, but also if you leave your house for a year and want to rent it out, you can't do that anymore.
But it should be your right. You bought the house, right?
I know. So I don't understand. It's like, yeah. I want to rent my bike out.
But is this only applying to apartments or is it houses as well?
Houses as well.
Okay, that's a bit silly.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Like, you bought it. You can do what you like with it. You pay your rates and your tax.
Normally rent. You can, right?
Apparently not.
And then it doesn't matter if you're an investor that like rents out your whole house. If you're a normal real estate agent, that's okay, apparently. That's no...
Yeah, how does that happen when it comes to renting, then?
That's okay. Oh, it's short-term rentals. Because the hotel lobby, too, has been quite strong.
To be honest, it sounds like it's more of a safety issue. I think that's the thing. Like what you just said, people are coming and going as they
but
please.
But they're still going to for 180 days, right?
Yeah.
So you're still going to have the problem.
But I think it's more of a frequent thing where it's like every couple of weeks.
I think the problem is that there's maybe people that have like 5 of them or 10 of them or 20 of them and they're being a business. And to me, I think that's...
Where I think it's just one room. It shouldn't be that bad, right?
Well, it's just your one house. You can do what you like with it. But
you should be able to do what you like. You bought your damn house.
Yeah. And the other thing is you've got to fine people up to $220,000.
Wow. If they breach it.
If there's like serious breaches, they can have fines up to that amount.
How are they going to determine a serious breach?
Well, this is the thing. How do you determine a serious breach? Like, what is a serious breach? And the detail will be interesting when they release the detail. They haven't released the detail yet. But
oh, it'll be an interesting read, I think, how they've summed it up.
But I think they're going with a tough approach to make them sound like they're tough and we're cracking down. And
which I think they'll be very lenient, to be honest. How are they going to
enforce it, though, right?
Who wants to monitor that?
Fair trading, apparently.
I don't think they... Don't they have other problems to worry about?
You think so.
Then people rented their houses that they paid for?
Yeah, exactly. Well, they regulate rental properties and stuff. For the people. So they've got... They have that structure in place. But
okay.
I don't know. It's kind of... There should be regulation for it. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
But I think like to put real ridiculous caps on your own house, it just seems a bit...
Yeah.
I think it's a bit weird.
I think it is.
And the hotel will be saying we don't pay taxes and stuff. I'm like...
You do, don't you?
You do. It's just we're not a business, so we pay different taxes.
They might make it like a business tax, right? It kind of is a business, though.
Is it?
It is.
But is renting out your like spare room with mates a business as well?
No, I don't think so.
It is, though, because that's technically taxable income.
I think it depends on frequency, to be honest.
No, it still is taxable income.
Is it?
It's any income you derive.
Damn, they always want your tax money.
They still want your money.
Yeah, I guess you have to, right?
So yeah, it'd be interesting what happens there.
Is there a limit when it's coming? A time limit when it's coming up?
They've got to pass the laws yet.
So they haven't even passed it yet. Hopefully it's
put the laws in.
Hopefully it's rejected.
I think they should change it. I don't know. It's not, it could have been worse. They could have just like...
They could have banned it all together.
Could have banned it together or something. Like they were going to do with Uber, right? There was a lot of pressure to ban Uber as well. And Ride and taxi sharing apps and stuff like that.
That's only because the taxi people had a big sook.
Yeah, because they're hopeless.
Yeah, do you... Who wants to use you know why people aren't riding in taxis? Because they're not that great. The service is not good.
Yeah.
Well, they get you where you need to go, obviously, but the people aren't nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Either way. That's it for making us mad. We're pretty mad.
You nothing else mad this week?
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 2GLF.
The Wild West segment.
Segment?
Yes.
Within the show.
It's very meta. Honestly, it is very meta, actually.
What's meta mean?
It's like something within something. Like, we've got a Wild West segment within the Wild West program.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Go meta.
Go meta. That sounds like a college football team. Go meta. Okay.
We are a football team. We're one down today. Mickey's off, but he'll be back next week.
That's right.
But the big news this week is there's a bit of news for Heathcote Road.
Yeah.
Up into two projects. The first is a 2.2 kilometre stretch of Heathcote Road from Hammondville, which is near Liverpool, to Voyager Point. Now, that part of the road will be duplicated, so there will be two lanes each way. There's been some horrific traffic congestion in that area. This project does hope to clean a lot of that up, and there's also been plenty of head-on crashes there.
Wow.
Horrific traffic congestion, Steve.
Yeah, well, it's good to hear it's getting an upgrade, at least.
Horrific, I think.
No.
Maybe stretching it a little bit.
Maybe annoying.
Annoying, possibly, but
yeah,
not sure if it was horrific.
I think they need to justify the improvement, right? Horrific crashes, and then have a reason.
They do, and even this week, there was someone who died on the Heathcote Road there in the bridge. Over near Sutherland, so there was already another incident as well. So they're pledging over $100 million to... do extra work between there. The first bit is obviously near Holsworthy there and Voyager Point, which will hopefully reduce it because it needs a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a one-lane road for most of the way and does get congested as well.
Oh, I imagine
so. Once it's an accident, there's no other way around. It's pretty much the only way to get there, so...
So they have to upgrade pretty much.
Well, they need to do something, so...
Give them something to do.
But I think there's still, you know, a lot of details about this. Like, there's not any extra... Like, the bridge they talked about that the accident the other day, the Menorah Bridge, won't have any extra... No plans yet to expand that. So there's the investments.
So the thing that had the accident isn't getting...
Well, there's been accidents elsewhere, but I think that the
things
they're fixing aren't going to fix the whole road, because it's quite a long road. So it's a starting point.
So it's like Narellan Road all over again.
Yeah.
But bigger.
Basically. It's
bigger,
like any other road they build. It's going to take a while to get it all the way to Sutherland from... Holsworthy, I think. So,
So
far they've only said there's 2Ks of the road that they're going to be funding as part of the budget that gets announced later this month.
Well, I think we know how this is going to go either way.
Well, actually, no, the budget that gets announced for the next 2-3 weeks before they announce the actual budget.
Oh.
The stuff they've announced in the past 2-3 weeks.
So it's like a pre-budget.
No, basically they announce something every day.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
Little bits of announcements so that you think...
For the overall budget.
Just to get you excited.
Oh, it's so exciting.
And an election's coming up, right?
So they're going to announce the big amount towards closer?
Probably, yeah. There'll be other little things they'll announce closer to maybe March, I would suspect.
Why do they do that for?
Because they think that no one would notice. If you just announce... Like, they sometimes announce the same stuff. Because the thing is, you can announce it now.
Yeah.
And then announce it at the budget as well. And people probably won't remember that they announced it this week. And then in the budget, then you just run the same story again.
Yeah, so they don't...
We'll talk about it again probably in 2 weeks.
Of course we're going to, once the...
We just don't remember anymore. We just don't remember stuff anymore.
No, there's more exciting things to remember.
You know, like goldfish. Tell us something we forget.
When it comes to politics, yeah, definitely.
It's a goldfish effect, right?
Yeah, because they fill you with so much crap.
How many times do they announce like anything? Like, they sometimes announce stuff like WestConnex.
Oh my, that was a big controversy.
So many times that they announce the fact they're going to do it.
And then people complain.
They're going to dig it, and they're going to announce the fact they've got a DA, then they're going to announce they've got some other thing.
And they'll announce when it's finished.
When they've dug the tunnel, and they're about halfway down the tunnel, and they're 3/4 away from the tunnel.
They cut so many velvet ropes to open it.
You just keep opening. You never stop opening.
They do.
You never stop working. The light rail, though, you don't hear that anymore. That seems to have got a little bit low.
No, you don't.
A little bit.
Haven't heard in a while now.
Haven't heard any announcements of the light rail. No.
What's happening with that
case?
Hasn't
been much progress on that one, don't know. Seems to have stopped in its tracks.
Oh, well, literally, actually.
Sorry, couldn't help myself.
It's just an eyesore. That's all it is. Speaking of driving, though, yeah. A Condell Park woman has a horrible driving record. One of the worst in the area.
How horrible?
What? She's lost her license 4 times and she's still driving.
So, did you get the fifth one lost for free?
It's like those vouchers, buy 4, get one free. Maybe one jail sentence for free.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be fair.
Yeah, she's lost it so many times, the judge is sick of seeing her. So.
It's usually not a good sign.
No, when the person's like, oh, you're back for a fifth time, okay, maybe stop driving. Especially after, most recently, she crashed into a pedestrian, so... Yeah,
she probably should catch the bus.
Maybe. As long as she's not driving the bus, it should be all right.
Exactly, yes. No, don't. Do not. No.
All right.
Fairfield Mayor Frank Cabone has gone a bit crazy. He has said this week. Many in our community want an alpine winter, but don't want to deal with a crowded ski field. So this year, families will be able to capture the season right here in Fairfield.
Oh, good.
So are they building a ski slope?
Oh, they shouldn't.
They're putting an ice skate rink. It's not really that exciting.
They already have an ice skate.
I hate ice skating.
What? It's great.
I like skiing, but I hate ice skating.
Why?
Oh, I'm so bad at it.
Oh, you fall over heaps?
I've not done it for a long time. I fell over when I was much younger. I mean, maybe I'll be all right now, I don't know.
You'd probably be better now that you're like probably you're a good skier.
Maybe.
Besides crashing or something.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to do like an aquatopia. They get icetopia.
Oh,
they're going to basically, during school holidays, have skating sessions. Limited numbers, but he's got his ice skates. He's very excited. He's won his scarf. So,
well, I want to see how he goes.
He should be good. Yeah, well, I hope so. You have to be good. So get your skates on.
Exciting times. Well, the expected population boom in Liverpool are going to love it if it's still around by 2031.
I'm looking forward to 2031. If
the ice rink is still around by 2041,
it hasn't melted yet.
No, the population boom in Liverpool will be around 41%. So that's quite big. That's quite a lot of people that's come in. I guess that kind of explains why there's, you know, so many apartment buildings. Because at the moment there's 214,000 in Liverpool.
Oh.
That's quite a lot of people. Wow. And we're 2 of those at the moment.
Yeah.
Jeez, but the population boom is only going to get bigger as time goes on, and I guess that's great. It's good.
Is it?
I mean, what's going to happen with all these people? Like, I can understand why.
It's going to clog the road up.
Well, yeah, of course. Might have to start. Even public transport's terrible at the moment, actually.
Yeah, it gets worse.
It's going to get worse.
They announced 10 more buses this year, though.
That's good.
It's going to be helpful.
I don't need them, but 10 more buses on the road. Oh, my God.
Like, it doesn't seem like enough.
Probably,
seems like the typical story of this government does not seem to be enough to cope with the problem they have.
The thing is with these reports, right, they make it sound grander than it is. Oh, wow, 10 more buses. Yeah, that's going to help.
No, they said it was 400 more buses. But
400 more buses.
But the problem is, you know, 390 of them are replacement buses.
Then what's the point of that?
So, like, you're just replacing what you've got. You're not actually expanding.
They're not putting new buses. They're just... That's like saying, you're getting more trains, but it's just new trains.
Yeah, but then if they said, they increase the trains, they're like, we'll do, how many trains do we have in a week? And then they can just say it's thousands, and it's really only just one a day.
That's liars. They're big liars. That's all it is.
They're going to have an extra million services a year. That would be even better.
That should just say. They might as well just say that.
Make it so ridiculous.
If you're going to bullcrap, you might as well just make it grand.
Yeah,
we're going to have a million new trains a year.
A million new trains a year. Say whatever you like. To be honest, say whatever you like. The Chinese scammers are targeting police, are warning people if you get a call in Mandarin. Beware, it's probably a scam.
Get one at work.
I've got one as well, actually.
I got one at work.
I sent to a Chinese mate and he's like, it's dodgy DHL in China. Do not respond to this call. Just couldn't respond anyway.
I thought it was dodgy too.
So there's one, apparently it's one of the calls the police are hearing coming back is a recorded message in English or Mandarin saying they're from the Chinese embassy or consulate saying that they're being involved in a crime and to call them back.
I just usually hang
up. Do not call them back.
No, don't. Just hang up.
If you've done a crime, the police will knock on your door.
quickly. Yeah, the police aren't going to call you and say, hey, did you do a crime?
Right. Did you do a crime? Can you call us back?
Yeah.
When have you got time?
They did that. hi, we're trying to chase you. Can you just call us back? Yes. Let us know when you're home.
Can you send us a text?
that's terrible.
So they're warning people are falling for this, sadly.
Of course they are.
They're warning people if you get calls that are... random from people. Just probably ignore them unless you know them. Ban the butt, Steve.
Ban the butt.
The butts to be banned.
Ban the butts. That's terrible. What's this about, Glenn?
It's fairly obvious.
Yeah, cigarette butts, right?
That's it, correct. Not the big butts. The cigarette butts. But Fairfield Council has joined Liverpool, Parramatta, Penrith, Cumberland, Blacktown, Fairfield.
Yeah, yeah.
Hawkesbury, everyone. For a region-wide initiative to tell people to stop putting their butts, cigarette butts that is, on the streets. 54% of all litter items across West Sydney are butts.
Oh, really? Is that just because they're like everywhere?
Yeah. So they're going to have some multilingual educators to help spread the word that you put your butts in the bin.
Do you really need to go through all that just to tell people to throw rubbish in the bin?
Yeah, because people are stupid.
Well, yeah, we know that, but clearly they're very stupid.
Apparently the councils spend a combined $14 million managing litter, so if they can get people to pop it in the bin and not... Does it assume it gets in the bin? Like, even though they can pick this up, because all this stuff just ends up down the drain into the ocean and stuff.
Yeah.
If people don't put it in the right place. So, big campaign to try to bin the butt.
Wow. Bin the butt. Well, it's good to see councils are working together, though, on something.
Yeah, they've sorted the bottom problem out.
Another big project the councils are working on, though, is Koala Summit. Yes, very, very important. Koalas.
The biggest summit since the G7, right?
The G20? The
G-Koala.
Oh, I think this will be the K-whatever. K1, they should call it.
K1 summit.
No, it's good. The councils are working together to resolve the issue of the koalas, you know, that, they want to protect them and save them. It's going to be a monthly meeting. And, yeah, can you believe this? Monthly meeting. Really? It started last week. So far, it's in the early stages of, I don't know what they're going to be, what they need to talk about, just where they're going to put the koalas, obviously. How about don't knock down trees, maybe? But the reason they're doing it is because over the last 9 months, there's been a lot of koala deaths in the local area and in George's River as well, and they need to do something about it. So I guess it's good that they are meeting. It's between, you know, Campbelltown, Liverpool, and even Sutherland getting involved. So it's Moorbank and Holsworthy. So it's a big project. It seems they're going to be trying to, you know, clamp down, and hopefully they'll work out all right.
Now, Liverpool Council's discussing at the moment about sister city relationship with our Japanese sister city.
Yes.
Toda.
Oh, really?
Good old Toda.
Good
you
stuff.
You know Toda? You been there?
Never been to Toda.
Never been to Toda either.
No.
Monday I'll go to Toda.
I've been to Koshigaya, though.
Koshigaya?
Yeah.
Park? In Campbelltown? Where's Toda Park? That's my question. But apparently there is some issues with exchange students, according to the paper, that they're unable to accept a trip invite to the Japanese city last year because of funding constraints.
That's not good.
Counselors are also invited. One has decided to go with their own funding, and the council will consider a case-by-case basis of financial support to make it available, according to Councillor Chris Rhodes as well. So... yeah, interesting program. Interesting the council funds that, but always random, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not too bad, I guess. Speaking of programs, though, the Sydney Film Festival is on at the moment, and it's going to be at the Casula Powerhouse. Exciting. So I guess if you're into that, now that the film festival is on for the next 2 weeks, get down there and, you know, watch some films.
Now, Hemel Public School has got a petition underway with 311 signatures... for a dedicated drop-off and collection zone at the primary school. Chris and Colleen Sparrow have put the petition together. Chris is our chairman, of course. I didn't actually realise he had done this, actually.
No, that's why I was like,
he's going to ask us to sign his petition.
That gasp was a very surprising.
He's going to ask us to sign his petition. I can see this happening now.
Sorry, Chris, I don't sign things.
It's an ongoing issue, and actually always has been an issue. When I used to go to the school at Heavenville, it was always a problem.
Oh, really?
So they never had any proper drop-off point.
Okay. That's not good.
And back then, we used to walk to home. People don't do that anymore, right?
Not as much anymore. No.
Not a thing anymore, apparently.
No, it is a thing. People still do it, but not as
very
much.
Rarely.
Yeah.
So there's potential for a fatality, and they're concerned that there needs to be, particularly near the shopping centre there, the car park's too small to accommodate the people picking and dropping off kids. So they're asking for the Minister of Education to provide a kids and drop-off zone to help with the situation.
Right, sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Sounds like a worthy cause.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 2GLF.
Welcome back to the Wild West. You are here with Glenn and Steve, it is time for television.
Mick's off this week. He's back next week.
Mad Mick will be back
next
week.
He's watching morning TV, I think, now.
Well, he loves his sunrise.
Loves his sunrise. Give that a moment. But sad news overnight. A developing story is of another tragedy.
To report this morning, heartbreaking and devastating. World-renowned chef, best-selling author, award-winning host of Parts Unknown, and our friend, Anthony Bourdain, has died. The last 5 years on CNN, Tony traveled the globe doing what he loved most, uncovering little-known places, exploring food, and celebrating life and diverse cultures. Let us tell you...
Please don't tell us anymore. It was a very sad story. Last night, an odd character to... It was apparently a self-harm incident. He committed suicide.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Filming in Paris, sorry, in France.
Yeah.
In a town in France. And was found in his hotel room.
Very shocking.
Very tragic, because he was a person that celebrated life, always very passionate on television.
Loved his food, loved acting. He was a very good writer as well. He did television writing. Very good writer.
Very, and you watched Parts Unknown. I watched it a couple of times.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I really enjoyed it.
It's not a bad show.
It was a great show. Like,
I don't know whether it was the best show ever, but...
No, of course not. It's not The Wire or anything.
I don't know it was that great, but like, everyone's like, it's an amazing show. I'm like, no, I'm watching it. I don't remember it being a
No, it's not that great.
It's 11 seasons, though. It's been on a couple of channels, and it's been on scene in a couple of years. And
yeah.
But he celebrated life. He always seemed very happy and lively, and it's a bit of a shock, really.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. Like, I woke up and just, like, what? What? That's really weird.
Tragic.
Anthony Bourdain. Really good guy.
But, yeah, so a very sad loss. And surprising as well.
I think, which is the biggest thing about
it. I think
this.
It's true, one of the people that were saying last night, they were talking about it, they were saying that he's quite an introvert as well, which is quite unusual because in the show, he's not an introvert. Like, when he's on TV, he's not. Like, it's the reverse opposite of introvert. He's, like, out there type of character. And obviously, then...
But that's the thing. People don't know what people are going through, internally.
That's the problem.
Sad.
And it was another lady this week, too. There was
the designer.
Some, quite tragic instances. But for if you need help, Lifeline is there anytime. 1-3-1-1-4.
Yeah, moving on to a bit, I guess, happier news. It depends how you look at it. Does Carl Sandilands make you happy?
I love Carl Sandilands.
Oh, do you?
Carl Sandilands just turned up, actually.
Oh,
well, his sister.
Depends who you ask.
No, Carl's in the car park.
You've locked him in the car.
Yes, I've just come up to make the coffee.
That's very nice.
Once he gets the sniff of the coffee, he'll be up.
Once you let him escape.
Well, I have got the keys here, as you notice. I did lock him in. He's having a bit of a sleep.
So what did he do this week, Steve?
No, there's rumours he's going to be hosting a new television show, a Judge Judy-style show.
Judge Carl.
Can you believe that? He likes telling his listeners off, so...
Yeah, why not tell some... Well, is it going to be a Judge Judy-style? That'd be good. I like Judge Judy.
Oh, yeah, I think she's awesome.
Yeah, but she's got a legal background, so you
get... He's got a legal background.
He's been to court a couple of times, hasn't he?
Okay, right, fair enough. Any qualification in a dark night?
Maybe not as, great...
Well, you're expecting him to actually be at the bar or something? Or...
Well, the... At least... A bar.
Any bar will do.
You can lower the bar, you can hire the bar, or you can just stand at it and prop it up. Take your choice.
Yeah, that's it for Network 10, so we'll see what happens.
Be interesting. I love Judge Judy, because I like it just as
I think she's awesome.
It's pretty quick.
Yeah.
Also, Samantha Bee, she had to apologise.
You know, a lot of people were offended and angry that I used an epithet to describe the president's daughter and advisor last week. It is a word I have used on the show many times, hoping to reclaim it. This time, I used it as an insult. I crossed the line, I regret it, and I do apologize for that. The problem is that many women have heard that word at the worst moments of their lives.
So,
that was because of the whole Ivanka thing,
yeah,
right?
She called Ivanka a...
Yeah, naughty
things
word.
Things we can't say on radio.
Yeah.
She crossed the line, and she's used it many times before. I think she has, actually.
I've never watched her show, so I don't know.
She does kind of swear a bit and stuff.
Oh, of course she does. She's a Canadian.
But it was an insult. Right? That was the problem. Once you insulted, then that's crossing the line.
I think because people had a big sook about it, and then...
People sook about anything, though.
Yeah, well, they have you seen? Sooking, have you seen the media, though?
Yeah, true. Fair call. But then Roseanne might be coming back now... one of the characters of the show, Sarah Gilbert?
Yeah, she's actually one of the... Well, the daughter on the show, but she's the reason it came back this time around.
Because she's like, what's the daughter's story, though? It's a random story with that daughter. She's confused or something. She's like,
She's confused?
Like she's like male, female.
Oh, the daughter's son is confused.
Oh, right. I was so confused by that. Yeah, I didn't actually realize that was happening in the first original show.
Yeah, it didn't.
Just went straight over my head when I was...
It didn't happen in the original show, I don't believe.
No, apparently it did.
Did it? Maybe on the later seasons, and then it got cancelled, but then...
Possibly. I didn't really watch it. But Sarah talked about getting cancelled and canned and...
In addition to my statement, I would like to say this has been a very difficult week. A lot of people have been hurt by this. I will say I'm proud of the show we made. The show... The show has always been about diversity, love, and inclusion. And it's sad to see it end in this way. I'm sad for the people who lost their jobs in the process. However, I do stand behind the decision that ABC made.
You were hurt, Carol, weren't you? You were devastated Roseanne was off air.
Well, I never knew it was diverse and non-racist. And the odd snippets I've seen, I would have thought...
It's quite... Yeah.
A grey area.
Yeah, it
depends
is.
Depends how you define diversity.
Well, it's not very inclusive. It's not very inclusive now they got rid of Roseanne, so that's not very inclusive, really.
Well, it is inclusive because they got rid of everybody.
Yeah. If they're going to get rid of one person, get rid of them all.
Hey, good idea. I was thinking about that the other day. I thought, yep, get rid of them all.
Well, the good news is they might be coming back.
Spin-off, right. Yeah.
And then Rosehaven, which is kind of like Roseanne, but it's spelled slightly differently.
It's got Rose in it.
It's got Rose in it. Third season being filmed.
Really?
Tasmanian comedy.
Is it a good show? I haven't seen it yet.
It's quite funny.
Okay.
It's in a country
I have
town.
To watch it on Ivy, I think.
Real estate agents in a country town.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
Not my scene.
It's not the funniest show on television.
No.
Is it more like dark humour type of thing?
No, it's not even humour.
It's not even funny? No. I tried to give him a little bit of props, but okay.
I think
there might be a cult following, you know.
Oh, one of those shows. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll see if I can find a reason to at least watch the pilot, maybe.
Yeah.
Have to get back.
I think is that the one that started where she was a bride on the toilet or something. I didn't watch. I don't remember
the bride on the toilet.
I didn't watch that.
Sando maybe that might have been.
It could have been. Yeah.
I didn't like that show.
Oh, good.
You like Sando?
Cross generations here. We agree.
Glenn, did you enjoy it?
I was okay. It was not great, but it was a bit weird.
You wouldn't stay in, just to watch it, would you?
It was like a car wreck, really. It's like a car accident, you know.
So you had to watch it, even though it was bad. That's terrible.
It was that bad, it was good.
Speaking of a good show, though, Behind the News celebrating 50 years. 50 years of Behind the News.
Behind fake news.
Yeah, on the ABC, right? It's been around for a very, very long time. Been around for 50 years? I haven't watched an episode, to be honest, though.
I didn't either. I actually watched The Real News.
Do you?
I felt it was very condescending to say when I was a kid I couldn't understand the news. I had to get like a dumbed down version of the news.
Yeah, I feel like that was a bit... It's still a niche market. That's the problem.
But to be honest, it helps kids understand the news.
Does it?
But...
Is there any proof of that?
No, I think it did. I think it does.
Does it? How do you know that?
Like, you know... That's what the point of the show is.
Oh, of course there's a...
Just to point it out, Steve.
I get that, Glenn.
You got it? Okay.
I do, but I don't think there's any evidence where it's like it's helping.
Can't harm.
No, it's a good idea. In 50 years, congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's very good.
Hush, Taskmaster. Talking about the news, though, like the biggest news this week was the Barnaby Joyce interview. Wasn't that awesome? Everyone loved it.
Oh, my God. I think there was more backlash than we were expecting.
No one watched it either. That was the biggest waste of money ever.
That's the thing. Sunday night thought they had an exclusive. Oh, we're going to bring these big ratings. No one
didn't answer the main questions. Did you, like, you know, get her a job in the other department? Yes or no? And he wouldn't answer it. And they didn't play back the fact that he wouldn't answer it. Like, they kept that, like...
The most hard...
All they're worried about is baby photos and abortions.
But didn't you like the hard-hitting questions? Like, when did you know you first liked each other?
Yeah. $150,000. You think you'd be able to ask something a bit tougher than that?
You could have asked him at, like, one of those stand-up podiums that all these politicians go to.
And then he had to go at Malcolm. That was a bit not very nice.
Well, he had to have a go at another politician, right? He had to. Well, it wasn't a good week for Malcolm, speaking of that. Getting fake blamed for pushing in front at a bar, and what was that last week?
That was last week.
Damn. Yeah, although the guy admitted it this week.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he got arrested or something.
Got arrested?
Yeah, thinking of some.
Why? Because he lied about the prime minister.
No, he did get arrested this week. I think off memory. Yeah, I have to find it out. But I think he got into more trouble.
Not a good week for Sunrise though this week when their reporters are getting robbed.
Yeah, here they are in London. Not good.
As you've admired for years, well. Sorry, just being disturbed here.
Dashcam vision captured two cyclists approaching, both wearing ski masks. One then demanded cameraman Jimmy Cannon hand over his $25,000 television camera, saying he had a gun in his pocket.
Pick up the camera. Pick it up and hand it over.
Not wanting to risk either of them being...
So, yeah, camera stolen.
After listening to that, though, Glenn, Koshy should be doing documentaries.
He's actually got a good voice for that, actually, yeah.
They took the camera down. Or, like, there's reenactment police shows.
But they did say it was a crime wave in line, which I think is probably making it a bit... It's a big city. There's crime there all the time.
Yeah, well, like any
just because you got your camera stolen doesn't mean there's a crime wave.
To them. Maybe to reporters there's a crime wave? Because they get robbed a lot.
There was one camera stolen, yeah.
Crime wave. What would you think?
I love when they say that. Like, there's big crime in, like... There's an increase in knife crime in the academy.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's actually true. But well, I think crime wave might be...
There's a crime wave everywhere. There's crime everywhere. Every city.
Yeah.
Sydney, Liverpool, everywhere.
Sydney and Liverpool, my God.
It's the same location twice. But anyway.
To be fair, I think the only criminal this week was Barnaby Joyce, but anyway.
What a waste of time that was, honestly.
I was putting the flat pack furniture and it made flat pack furniture seem more entertaining.
You prefer to move things and watch.
It's much more fun.
I love that. Speaking of new things, though, Grant Denyer, he gave up on the Family Feud, right? That's done. But he's moved on to Game of Games, the show created by Ellen DeGeneres. So he's going to be...
no Ellen, though, is he?
Oh, no, he's definitely no Ellen, but he will...
Just to point out the bleeding obvious.
But he will be hosting
your... he's got the same type of...
He kind of does. It's got, like, that joyous, but he doesn't dance.
Yeah.
Like Ellen does. She dances at the start of every show out here.
He probably could.
I reckon Grant
could. If you give him enough opportunity.
Well, Game of Games will debut later in the year. Go on.
And Queer Eye for the Straight Guy was found, and they're going to Yass.
Really?
Yes for Yass.
Oh, wow.
Poor Yass. That's all I can say.
Probably not the best location to send them.
I don't know. Not the worst.
What? Yass of all places, though. Who do they expect they're going to find there?
Bogans.
That's the whole point
of the show, right?
Well, actually, that's a good idea, then. I guess it's good to go to Yass. It makes sense.
Now, Pete Evans, too, is in trouble again, too, with his Netflix show.
What happened?
Australian Medical Association's calling it to be removed. The show is called Magic Pill, and basically it promotes a diet which is low carbohydrate, high in fat.
It's like those keto diets and things. Oh, stupid. Yeah.
Apparently, there's benefits for people. He's claiming he's got evidence or something. Apparently,
oh, does he?
Doctor, he's not a doctor. Pete Evans is.
No, he's not a doctor.
Not a doctor. Who would have thunk it? So take your advice from not a doctor. Says there's some evidence, but it's too early to be advocating the diet according to the AMA, the general public. It could actually cause harm to some people, so it's not for the whole community. They're asking if Netflix to put at least a warning on it. Netflix obviously hasn't done anything.
Or they will, because it'll be like the 13 Reasons Why thing, right?
But it took them a long time to make any changes there. And
it it was two seasons, right? Mm.
I think these tech companies sometimes are a bit slow in the uptake.
Oh, of course they are.
You know, it's like last week we were talking about Facebook's banning, you know, cancer awareness ads.
That makes no sense.
Like, seriously, common sense, guys. Like,
that's stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it was a self-funded documentary you put together, but it's still there, so it ain't going anywhere in a hurry, I don't think.
Probably not. Maybe next season. But, speaking of new things as well, the Logie Awards moving to Queensland.
Yeah, it's a couple of weeks away. Are you excited?
Not really, but I like to see who wins, but other than that, don't really. I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah.
Will you watch it, Glenn?
No.
Well, there you go. See?
Stan also too got past 1 million subscribers this week, and they announced they're going to renew Bloom. So a new drama, Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of original dramas actually they announced as well.
That's good to hear.
They're going to do a spin-off from the Kettering Incident, which is going to be the Glamming, which is quite popular on cable TV. And No Activity is coming back.
I do like No Activity. It's a fun show.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, see, with these shows, the first season's really good. Then they lose their best ideas and, you know, kind of like...
Yeah.
The American one is pretty bad. I don't enjoy that. But, yeah, No Activity is a really good show. Highly suggest watching that if you get the chance.
If you've got nothing else to do all day.
Yeah, if you've got nothing else. It's short.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 to GLF.
I just got the weather in too, by the way.
Yes.
It's raining today with a hashtag 5-year pay freeze. Hashtag support us.
I don't know what's worse, the rain or the pay freeze.
I don't know. Apparently the Bureau of Meteorology has got a bit upset this week. And their staff got a bit annoying, and they're basically putting in hashtags in the weather forecast to complain about not getting paid.
It's kind of like when you're not happy, you just hashtag.
Isn't it brilliant?
You go to the internet if you've got a problem, clearly.
Enough, just put it on the weather forecast.
They could have put worse things on the weather forecast.
Hashtag support us. Well, they could have put worse things on the list. They could, actually. This could be a slippery slope argument here. They've since been removed, and I suspect that the people may have got into a bit of trouble for apparently, they're going to put in additional quality control to stop people from putting their hashtags on strike and...
Maybe like a filter.
We could do that next week. Just put in random hashtags into the show.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Hashtag sure.
Hashtag whatever.
Whatever.
Hashtag whatever.
Very millennial, clearly.
Hashtag do I really care?
I don't care. There's bigger things to worry about, surely, right?
But big news this week. Mad Mix away. However, we've got a last-minute substitution. We've got Carol's madness.
Yes, because...
You're not really mad.
No, you asked me, what did I get mad at this week? Well, of course, nothing worthy of my madness, but anyway...
It's a tough buzzing
your madness. There's a general thing that I had a concern about, and that is that yesterday was double demerits. Did you realise it was double demerits yesterday?
I heard it on the radio. I did not notice until they told me.
Yeah, well, I mentioned on Thursday on the radio, but I think a lot of people probably got caught out.
Oh, of course.
And in front of schools, it was an extra demerit point yesterday if you did the wrong thing.
Oh, really?
It was a long weekend, though.
Yeah, but it didn't start till last night, did it?
No.
That's very true.
Do you think they start on Thursday so you get into the zone on the Friday and you don't actually commit any demeritable crimes? And then by the time the long weekend...
That was a stretch.
Well, I always call them demeritable crimes because that's what they are.
Yeah.
And so you have a day to get into the demeritable zone, and then by the time you go away for your long weekend, you're likely to be careful. I mean...
You should be careful anyway.
But I think it's madness not informing people, you know?
Yeah.
Lots of people I spoke to, because I actually...
what about Christmas? It starts on the 20th of December for Christmas.
A week, pretty much.
On the day?
No, 20th of December.
20th? My God, they're getting some 20th. Oh, that includes my mother's birthday.
Yes.
She's got so she can't get a demeritable day.
She'd better be good on her birthday.
Yeah, fortunately, she hasn't got a mobility scooter, but if she did, she'd have... Yeah, that's a
can
question.
Can you get demerit points on a mobility scooter?
If you're in the road, I would think. I live up the road from an old people's home, and they were always...
They're hoodlums. I've seen them.
We've got to share the road with mobility scooters as well.
Yeah. Do the donuts in the park after morning tea and bingo?
Too much sugar during their bingo games, I think.
Exactly.
But
right.
The question is it madness to start early?
I don't think so.
All right, but it's madness not to inform people in a good way. I didn't see anything on the television or anything warning people.
Usually you see signs as well on the road.
Yeah.
I think we double demerits all the time. Makes it simple.
Oh,
that's controversy. That's a hashtag I disagree with you. But I'm not saying I disagree with you, but some people could hashtag you. Some
people will hashtag me, yes, I suspect. I think it's weird, though. Why is it like on a long weekend it's so much worse than...
I think because there's
more on the
more
road.
Traffic, yeah. Literally.
And people have only got a short period of time that they're going to go out camping in this rain.
Who's going to go camping in this condition?
Well, actually, I think the road toll's been solved, right? It's raining, so everyone's going to stay home.
Yeah, if it rains, I think we you know... Because they're after zero death toll this weekend.
That's good.
Yeah, I totally agree, yeah.
But when the driverless cars take over, will they get double demerits too?
Well, the owner. Oh, yes, you let your
car... But I'm not driving it.
But you let your car go berserk. Whoever owns the responsible for if the robots take over. Because that's what it'll be, isn't it?
It will be. Yeah, we're responsible for the robots doing their...
You can't get 12 demerit points in your car to stay home to buy a new car.
Somebody thought I had a robot this week. Yes, I've got this supersonic... vacuum cleaner from Germany, and Glenn said I was crazy to pay the price.
Yes, I
did.
You were,
but for some reason, I didn't put it in its cupboard. I put it near the doorway where there's glass.
Oh, right.
And one or two neighbours have said, "Have you got a robot?" And I thought, just shows their look at my front door, doesn't it?
I actually work with a robot.
They thought my vacuum cleaner was a robot because it's white and it's got arms and a foot and whatever. And I said, no. I couldn't understand what they were saying. So when it got dark, because that's obviously the only time you can see it, when it got dark, I stood in my front garden. I thought, oh, yeah, it does look a bit like a robot.
You should put a face on it or something.
A piece of cardboard.
What's your robot's name?
I don't know. See, you know what the word robot means, don't you?
No.
It's a Czechoslovakian word for worker.
Oh, really?
Robota is a worker. Oh. So that's where it came from, robots.
Oh.
Hey, I'm educating you today.
Thank
guys.
You, Carol.
That's a pleasure.
Didn't expect that on Saturday morning.
So I could call it, Roberta Robota or something, couldn't I?
Roberta Robota.
Well, that sounds like a villain from, like, a Power Rangers
or
something.
It does look a bit villainous. It sucks up all the things that you drop on the floor. It goes...
That's
you
good.
You think, oh, my God, that's a 20-cent coin.
I don't think
the
that's...
The price you paid, it should be doing something. It should be vacuuming the floor for you.
Cleaning is not evil, so that's all right.
Okay. Hashtag Robota.
Robota.
It's interesting what causes conversation in the neighbourhood. I leave my vacuum cleaner near a piece of glass and people ask me if I've got a robot from Japan.
Specifically Japan.
Like the robot demographic.
Do I look as if I'd have a robot? Yeah, I look as if I'm too lazy to do anything.
Absolutely. I swear you'd like a robot to hang around. We could have one in the studio.
That'd be a good idea.
We could replace the presenters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, you can already, right? Sort of.
Actually, you can. You just put on that voice thing, oh.
Yeah.
They do it on YouTube, right?
They do it in music with YouTube. Those voice sound bites.
Oh, no.
Or that electronic music. Yeah, it's just all sound bites.
We could develop a program for 1 hour.
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah, and we could actually trial it, couldn't we?
Yeah. Press one for the weather.
And
Press two for a funny comment.
And if you get good response, hey, we're out of here.
We're done.
Press three.
All those years of radio are done. Yeah,
hey, it's
idea.
Not far down the track, is it?
No.
I mean, when we have people on television whose face is obliterated because they've committed a crime and you have this... Well, they do. They just blur it all out.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have this electronic voice. And I used to think, I can't tell a word what they're saying. But we must be attuned to it now. Well, they've fine-tuned the voice because I can tell what these... But
I usually can.
Yes, I was in 1972. I did see him commit the crime.
Well, that was very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
You can tell I've studied electronic voices.
I can tell.
Letters and movies are coming up. This is The Wild West.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 to GLF.
You're here with Glenn and Steve. Carol has gone for now. She'll be back later.
She'll be back, I'm sure, at another point in the future. She's still during the week, right? Two
That's
generations?
Right. Yeah, with Lily.
With Lily, yeah.
Yeah.
Which generation is she, the younger one?
I think, is Carol the younger one?
Hey, Lily.
Oh, okay.
Movies, Sydney Film Festival time.
Yes, it's on at the moment.
Even next to the Powerhouse as well.
Vivid's on as well. It's all happening.
It's all happening.
Have you checked out Vivid yet?
About 500 times.
Oh, because you're near it all the time, right? Yeah.
It's hard to avoid.
To be fair, that's a...
I haven't been to Vivid.
No. That's a difference.
Vivid,
I walk past it often. I think I've seen it enough times.
But I know, I find it a bit the same each year.
Yeah, they got to do something.
But they do change the things around.
There's a really good one, though, that's going to be on. It's called World of Wearable Art.
Sounds a bit weird.
No. It's where it's wearable clothes from, like, recycled plastic and things like that. And they make these big, like, theatric clothes, and it's weird. It looks awesome.
Okay.
I'm not going to go, but it looks awesome.
You've seen them.
I was just chatting to someone at work about it, and she's like, man, it's so awesome. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
So, like, you have a little plastic bottle around or something?
No. They make it the clothes. Like
plastic bags and stuff that you'll be banned. Well, you'll be able to do that in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, that's it.
You're being banned, right?
Speaking of movies, though, because we are
Sydney Film
Festival. Yes, the Sydney Film Festival is on at the moment. There are a couple of movies that I plan on seeing that are pretty good. There's one called The Breaker Uppers. It's about this.
So sad.
It's about these two girls that get paid to break up couples.
What a great job.
I know. It's like a process server. But
there's a lot of people in Married at First Sight that needed that this year.
That's it.
That would be a really good, like, sort of intruder.
I mean, it sounds like a really great concept, to be honest. Also, there's a good spy thriller titled Beirut, starring John Hamm. John Hamm's amazing.
Is he?
You know Mad Men, John Hamm?
Oh,
Don Draper.
John Draper?
Yes.
Oh, she's a John Draper. Draper.
Sorry, Glenn. I should have been more specific. Yeah, it looks really good. A spy thriller. Also, there's a couple of good dramas. Disobedience, which looks really good. A good drama. The Guilty as well. I always like a good court drama, I got to say.
Love Guilty. Tim should always be guilty.
Well, if it's called Guilty, you know how it ends. Other than that, there's a bit, there's going to be some at the Casulba House, as mentioned.
There is. The wife is there today.
The wife. What about the husband?
The husband, maybe later. Glenn Close is doing a thrilling drama there. And also, too, one of the interesting tomorrow is there is the first female finalist to compete in Millions Poet, an Arabic language equivalent to the Idol TV franchise.
Oh.
And she stirs up controversy. She stands up for progressive Islam.
Good stuff.
So it'd be a very interesting one. And she's got a burqa on in the middle of the Idol show. So it sounds like it's going to have a bit of a non-burqa moment coming up there, I suspect.
Oh.
That's my guess. The POTUS, I think it's called.
Oh.
That's tomorrow. And yeah, there's quite a few good ones there, actually. The puzzle as well.
Yeah, the puzzle looks good.
That's good.
It looks good.
It's at the Powerhouse.
I might have to go.
And then they've got all the usual stuff. Lots of stuff. They've got days and days of stuff in Powerhouse.
Oh, I guess for 2 weeks, yes, yes.
How many movies do you find? Where do they find all these movies?
Last year I watched quite a lot of them, to be honest. I did.
Why don't they ever get on television?
That's the thing. Like, surely they can do it on, like, SBS or somewhere, right? ABC is a perfect example.
Exactly.
But that's it. Anyway, that's it for the Wild West for another week.
WR Podcast is online.
Wildwest.com.au.
And you can catch us on demand anytime at
2GLF893FM.com.au/ /on-demand.
On-demand, okay.
That's specific. That's the specific URL.
Or just press on demand from the homepage.
Or that.
Either or. And the World of Wheels is coming up next. It's rolling in. They're going to be talking about F1, Ricardo, controversy. We'll see you next week.